This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and I am excited about food. Love to eat. Enjoy it so much. And have become a fan of cooking shows. And with us in the studio today is a 27-year-old chef. From, are you 27 really, Kanae?
Yes, I am.
You don't look like it, girl. She's straight out of South Central, and she's on a mission to bring homemade, home-cooked meals back into the homes of her community, using a little bit of fame that she has gotten from being on Hell's Kitchen to do just that. Welcome. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
Now, I know a lot of people became fans of yours on Hell's Kitchen. Talk a little bit about that experience and what it has meant to you.
It's been amazing just to have the opportunity for so many people to get a feel for me and my personality behind my food. I feel like that's going to drive my business and my future more. So, yeah, the show has been an amazing opportunity for me to branch out and get myself out there more.
What was your path to becoming a chef? Take us back to when you decided that you were interested in food and cooking and all that.
It started at a very young age, about elementary, when I first started to want to cook and be in the kitchen with my mom and my grandmother. But around like 12 years old, I had a family of six, so my mom let me take over grocery shopping, and I was full-blown cooking for the family at 12 years old. That's where it started. I would be making all type of stuff. I'm allergic to a lot of things, too, by the way. So that's another reason why I like to cook, so I could make stuff that I knew that I could eat.
What are some of your allergies?
Chocolate, all nuts, except for pine nuts.
Poor
egg whites.
Thing.
wheat, milk growing up, corn. It was crazy.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So you really had to be creative in the kitchen.
I had to be very creative, yeah.
And so people liked what you were cooking all along when you were... What were your siblings saying and everything?
Oh, my siblings loved it. I would even go as far as like... Because we didn't all sit down at a table and eat, you know, as a family. So I would go to like everybody's room and then I'd have their plate and I would serve them their food. You know, that's just how I am. As a person, I like to serve people and like make people smile, you know, with food.
Uh-huh. Now, I know that you went to Washington Prep High School here in L.A. After high school, what happened then?
After high school, I went to Los Angeles Trade Tech and I started the baking program, but I was allergic to so much stuff. My hands would be like swollen after I get out of class and everything. So I gave up for a second. I went to retail and then I got laid off and I was like, this is the time. I need to go back to school. And I went to back to Trade Tech for the culinary program. It was history from there. I went and worked with Chef Eric Greenspan, and that's how I got the opportunity to be on Hell's Kitchen. So, you know.
Take us back to step by step through how that evolved. Did you get a phone call or somebody recommended you?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
So my chef from Trade Tech, he referred me to Chef Eric Greenspan before I even finished the program. He liked me so much. He was like, you need to get in the kitchen here. You know, so I was under Greenspan's wing for a couple of years, and then my CDC at the time, she was going to be on another show, and then she got an email for her to be on Hell's Kitchen, and she was like, you know what, this is the opportunity for you, you should take it. And I was like, okay, I'll just go down there and see what it's like. I'll just go for an interview or whatever, and they loved me, and yeah, I'm here now.
So were you nervous at all when you went for the first taping?
No, I wasn't really nervous at all.
And you were a fan of the show?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Chef Gordon Ramsay. So, because he's hardcore, and that's the type of kitchen that I was like raised in, you know what I mean? That tough love, it was, you know. Craziness. Yeah, so I felt like I can handle it. I wanted to compete. I wanted, even in culinary school, I was like, oh, I want to compete. I want to do like, you know, they have like where they compete against different schools and stuff like that. I never got into it, but I was like, whoa, Hell's Kitchen. All right, let me do this.
Why not start at the top?
Why
right?
not? Yeah.
So now when you first met Gordon Ramsay, talk about that. And was he like you thought he would be?
When I first met Gordon Ramsay, Chef Gordon Ramsay, excuse me, he has this aura, like this presence, you know what I mean? When he walks in the room, and I think he thought I talked too much when he first like asked me about, you know, like my life and everything. But he's great. He's extremely passionate about food like no other. You know what I mean? He really inspires us to be our greatest self, and like put out our greatest food. You know what I mean? Like our live up to your best potential. And he's just like an amazing person, and he created this platform for so many chefs, and I'm extremely grateful for him.
For those of us who watch the show, I mean, you know, we see one thing. There's a whole nother thing that happens behind the scenes and the dynamic between all the different personalities of the chefs who are there. And then, of course, interacting with Chef Ramsay himself. What was it like behind the scenes? And was there anything that really surprised you that you didn't really expect about doing the show?
Behind the scenes, well, everything is seriously so real. And you're living, I'm living with these people that I've never met before. Like, I'm literally living with them. We're there all the time. What was the most surprising to me and what was the wow factor for me was a previous episode where, you know, my dish didn't get picked to go up. And if my dish did get put up for the challenge, we would have won. You know, and my dish didn't get put up. And, you know, after the fact, Chef Ramsay, like, pulled me to the side and was like, you know, gave me, like, almost like a check, you know? Like, don't let them, you know, put you down. Like, be more confident in your food. Don't let them say it's not good if you know it's good, basically. So, and it was like, it was real, you know what I mean? And that I really appreciated that, and that was the wow factor for me on the show.
Yeah, and this, you know, and I guess that's the other side of Chef Ramsay too. I mean, you know, when you see somebody who is that passionate about something, they're going to have a very high standard, but that also means that they want the best out of others. And yeah. I mean, it's some tough love, boy. Watching it is like,
yeah. And I
you have to have thick skin,
love.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to have thick skin.
So you fit right in there.
If
huh?
you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen. That's some real stuff.
So now, how have things changed for you since doing the show?
Things have changed for me. I honestly got this boost of confidence, and I said, you know what? I am not going to work for anyone anymore. I am going to start my own business, and I'm going to start something that I've wanted to do since I was younger, you know, teach people how to cook, you know? So I'm starting up these cooking classes. They're called Always Homemade. And I want to bring, you know, home-cooked meals back to the households in my community. You know what I mean? I feel like family is so important and it's so essential. And food is so essential in the household. Everyone, you know, I didn't grow up sitting down at a table eating dinner, but now I do. And I eat dinner as a family. And I feel like that's it's so important. And to cook together, you know, so I have these cooking classes where I am going to instill that, you know, I'm going to bring that back together. And I want to do it for couples, kids, you know, ladies night, men in aprons. That's one of my little things I'm going to do.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be very fun. And I really want people to come and join me with this Always Homemade experience.
What are some of the of your, like if I came to sit down and have dinner with you, what would you make to impress me? And let me tell you, I'm allergic to shrimp, crab, and lobster, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah.
It's sad, I know.
Too. No, it's fine. I get it. I'm
just those three. Anything else, I can eat the rest of it.
I love Asian Caribbean style foods. So
me too.
I like spices.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to use peppers, not just for the heat, but for the flavor. So, and I'm obsessed with sesame. So I would do something like some smoked sesame chicken wings, you know. I would do, of course, some type of rice. I would probably do like a fried rice or something. I can't do shrimp, you know, but I'll do probably like chicken or steak or, you know, something fun. And I love crudo. So I would do some type of like hamachi, you know, with Fresno chili, sesame oil, of course. Yeah.
So what time's dinner?
6 o'clock sharp
every checking.
Day.
I'm just checking. Now, for people who are interested in Always Homemade and in taking part in some of your classes or, you know, maybe getting some tips from you on making their own food at home, which I really think is the best way to do things.
Yeah. They would get in contact with me They can go on my Instagram, Chef Kanae Houston. And also my website, www.alwayshomemadela.com.
And Kanae is spelled K-A-N-A-E. We're going to put all this information, of course, up on our website for you as well. You know, I still can't get over 27. You've been 27 years old.
Yeah.
Because you got so much energy and vitality, and you look like a little teenager. You look like you should still be in Washington Prep right about now. Is there going to be a TV component to this project, you think?
Well, you know, I am working on a few things. I have someone that's helping me out with production, so I'm thinking of doing a show for Always Homemade, but also I'm working on something. It's called Cooking for Daddy. but it's going to just focus on, like, relationships and cooking, bringing couples in the show. You know, I'm all about bonding over food, so mm-hmm. that's my whole, you know, what do you call it, your whole MO or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of Kanae Houston, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing more
yes.
about Always Homemade, and I'm going to have to hold you to fixing that dinner because
yes.
you put it in my head now.
I'll get your info.
I'm tasting it kind of a little bit.
And they'll also see me tonight. I mean, no, not tonight. Friday night, December 7th at 9 o'clock p.m. on Hell's Kitchen. Don't forget to tune in.
We'll be watching.
Yes.
Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.